Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Good evening. It's the Tuesday night edition of Bikers of America, Phil and Bill Show. 805, did you want to talk or did you just want to listen?
Just listening in, guys.
Okay. Trying to get the video to load up right now, but I'm having a little problem. See if I can get it to do it. It's something that's going on in Arkansas. And some shit right here. Maybe tax for every mile that you drive. Yeah, we have a little problem with the server tonight. Some people can hear me and some can't. Let's see. Keep losing the server. If you can still hear me, I'm trying to fix it right now. Hopefully it's working.
Arkansas News Now. A bill to tax Arkansas drivers per mile they drive passed committees and now moved to the House. Mallory Jordan has more on what the bill would do and how drivers feel about it. She's here now live with more. Mallory.
Well, if you drive a car or if you drive a car to work today or you drive a car anytime, you're going to want to listen to this. House Bill 1716 would allow the State Highway Commission to begin a pilot program to tax drivers based on how many miles they drive. It would charge participants 1.5 cents per mile on Arkansas roads. It's no surprise this is a controversial bill. Some see it as a good way to increase revenue for the highway department, but others say it imposes privacy concerns. I spoke with drivers today, and they aren't behind this bill.
No, I don't agree. Not at all. They're taxed us to death. Okay. You have to make a living. You can't tax somebody for driving to work or driving to do fun events. It's not their right. It's not the government's right to do that.
The bill passed the House Public Transportation Committee and now moves to the full House of Representatives for a vote. Now, I did talk to a few people today off camera that say if this bill does help the greater good of the population, they'll stand behind it. But either way, a very controversial bill and a heated debate. Mallory Jordan, Region 8 News.
Is that some shit? I know that the other places try to do that. I think Oregon tried to do that, too. Let me see. I lost the sound again. Shit. If anybody can hear me... Send me a call in or send me a message, please. I'm having a problem there. Can't tell if anybody can hear this or not. I think I lost the server. Let me try and reset this. Hold on. Yeah, I can't. This sucks. I got a text saying they can hear me, but I can't hear anybody else. I got people unmuted. I can't even get them to unmute them. I'm going to have to try and reload this. I'm going to have to close this program and open it up again. I'm sorry for anybody that you're on hold. But let me see if I can get this to redo itself. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I got you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes these guys play with the server and hopefully I can get this to work. I just lost the sound on 805.